The United Nations warned of worsening conditions in southern Lebanon as violence along the Israel-Lebanon border continues to escalate, leaving civilians increasingly vulnerable. Officials at a UN press briefing in Geneva, chaired by UN Press Chief Rolando Gomez, described the situation as critical, emphasizing the need for humanitarian access and adherence to international law. Andrea Tenenti is the spokesperson for the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL. He said that in the last month, tensions on the Israel-Lebanon border, called the Blue Line by UN peacekeepers, has increased significantly.
While hostilities continued with renewed intensity, Israeli ground incursions have entered deeper inside Lebanon. Ground clashes inside Lebanon are getting more violent, including some of them taking place very close to our positions. Daily Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon, as well as missile and drone attacks by Hezbollah into Israel, have caused widespread destructions of towns and villages on both sides of the Blue Line.
According to the Lebanese Ministry of Health, over 3,500 people have been killed and 15,000 injured in Lebanon since the conflict began. According to the United Nations International Organization for Migration, over 900,000 people have fled the conflict zone. UNIFIL was originally established by the UN Security Council to oversee the Blue Line following the 1978 Southern Lebanon conflict. Tenenti said that UNIFIL's peacekeepers are increasingly being threatened by the current war.
Since the hostilities started last year, UNIFIL has also suffered numerous hits on its assets and personnel, a total of 162 impacts, with more than one-third in less than 2 months. More than 20 peacekeepers have been injured so far. Fortunately, none of them has life-threatening conditions.
Meanwhile, James Elder, spokesperson for the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, said an estimated 200 children have been killed in Lebanon over the past 2 months. He warned that conditions for children in southern Lebanon are increasingly resembling those in Gaza, citing a troubling lack of action or interest by all parties to protect children from the conflict's impact.
Much the same that is the case in Gaza. The intolerable is transforming into the acceptable. The appalling is slipping into the realm of the expected. And once more, the cries of children go unheard. The world's silence grows deafening, and again we allow the unimaginable to become the landscape of childhood. A horrific and unacceptable new normal.
The United States has been working on a proposal to end hostilities that would remove Israeli ground forces from Lebanon and push Hezbollah forces away from the Israeli border. More Lebanese troops and UN peacekeepers would be sent to the buffer zone along the Blue Line in southern Lebanon as part of the deal. While the Lebanese government responded positively to the proposal, it's unclear how close they are to clinching an agreement, and Israel has called for a stronger enforcement mechanism to restrict Hezbollah's activities. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.